Britain.
Criminal justice. Cell signals. Labour's response to a crisis in prisons is its first big test.
It was no coincidence that Shabana Mahmood chose HMP Bedford for her first visit as Justice Secretary on July 12th. In December, Charlie Taylor, the Chief Inspector of Prisons, reported that conditions at the Victorian-era facility were among the worst he'd ever seen. On very wet days, raw sewage covered the floor and cells were dark, damp and dilapidated. Violence was rife, staff out of their depth and the prison hopelessly overcrowded. The last of these problems has caused the first big headache of the new Labour government's term in office. Britain's prisons are full. Space for new inmates is on course to run out within months, possibly weeks. Ms. Mahmood warned that a lack of custody space would mean vanloads of dangerous people circling the country. Police would be taken off the streets to manage overflow cells. The government's short-term fix is to extend early releases so some prisoners will be let out with less of their sentence completed. Its long-term plans are fuzzier and more intriguing. There are 88,000 people locked up in England and Wales, a number that has risen by 12% in 3 years. For the system to run well, the Ministry of Justice, or MOJ, needs to keep around 1,400 places free. There are now only 700 free places, with a particular squeeze in adult male prisons. Get below 300, and prisons would have to stop taking new arrivals to meet health and safety protocols, says Tom Wheatley of the Prison Governors Association. This is not a new problem. Britain has long struggled to build enough prisons to keep up with the consequences of a tough stance on law and order. The prison population in England and Wales almost doubled in the 1990s and 2000s, largely as a result of a higher conviction rate and tougher sentencing. The last Labour government also ended up almost running out of space and, just as now, being forced to implement an early release programme. From the 2010s, the pressure was exacerbated by a further push to lengthen sentences, says Cassia Rowland of the Institute for Government, a think tank. The average custodial sentence in Crown Courts rose by a quarter between 2012 and 2023. For a robbery charge, that means an extra 13 months. Tougher sentencing has a lagged effect. It is now starting to bite. The prison population is set to exceed 100,000 by the end of 2025. Two more factors explain the crunch. One is a surge in prisoners on remand, those waiting to be tried or sentenced, largely because of post-pandemic backlogs in courts. Since 2019, this group has grown by 84% to 16,500, almost a fifth of the prison population. The other is a big increase in recalls, when prisoners breach the terms of their parole and are returned to the cells. That reflects a lack of support once they leave, in part due to widespread problems within the probation service. It is, says David Gorg, a former Justice Secretary, a perfect storm. Decades of ever tougher policy and underinvestment have been compounded by the feedback loops of a creaking system. Ms. Mahmood's short-term plan is to allow prisoners, apart from those charged with violent, sexual or terrorist offences or crimes connected to domestic abuse, to be let out after serving 40% of their sentences rather than 50% as before. There are a few other options. Alex Chalk, Ms. Mahmood's Tory predecessor, had been working on a similar plan. The Tories had already introduced a scheme to let some prisoners out 10 weeks early. Implementing the policy, which takes effect in September, will not be straightforward. Some inmates are serving time for multiple convictions. Domestic abuse is not a specific criminal offence. The worry with any such plan is that someone released early goes on to do something awful. Still, it does buy some breathing space. The government also says it will speed up the building of prisons. In 2021, the Conservatives promised 6 prisons with space for 20,000 inmates by the mid-2020s, but 2 have been held up by planning delays. The MOJ is unlikely to build its way out of trouble, however, given how many government departments will be after money. That leads to the question of whether Labour is thinking about bolder reforms. None were trailed in its manifesto, which talked only of making sentencing more straightforward and sounding hawkish on shoplifting. Yet Sir Keir Starmer used his first press conference as Prime Minister to say there were too many prisoners, a break from his predecessors. And he has appointed a prisons minister, James Timpson, a businessman who has long employed ex-convicts and backs reform. An obvious area to start would be ending the use of short custodial sentences of under 12 months. A weight of evidence shows that they suck low-level offenders deeper into crime. Mr. Timpson's role is meanwhile likely to focus more on improving rehabilitation inside prisons, although success will depend on getting things under control. With such overcrowding, you can't do much but keep people in pen, says Pia Sinha, a former governor who now heads the Prison Reform Trust. Taking a more liberal approach to criminal justice is risky. Several Conservatives, including Mr. Gawke and Mr. Chalk, tried to phase out. The first step in forging a new consensus is typically condemning what has come before, notes Phil Tinline, a historian. Ms. Mahmood castigated the Tories as guilty men for neglecting the criminal justice system, an echo of attacks on appeasers who had stood in the way of a new social and economic settlement in the 1930s. She and her colleagues will ultimately be judged on whether the public realm, including places like HMP Bedford, is in better shape at the next election. Their first act is to prosecute their predecessors.